There's a time in late spring, before the smelt begin to run and the salmon leave the lakes to chase them down the river, that a certain kind of fisherman, like Bill Bernhardt and Paul Starring, will go and stand in rushing cold waters to cast their lines and lace their nymphs over the rocky bottoms.
We never catch anything early season.
Yeah, we never catch anything.
Fishing is like, yeah. It's just not generally there, you know?
When I tell Bernhardt that it might be hard to do a story about fishing if we don't catch any fish, he gives me an angle to work.
So our marketing on that is going to be fish like a guide. Because your good guides don't get a chance to fish when the fishing's good. Your good guides get a chance to fish when the fishing's bad before the season and when the fishing is bad after the season. So you want to learn how to fish like a guide.
So off we go in rubber waders to stand in the frigid waters of the Connecticut River in the northernmost part of the state to fish like guides.
So this is the top of the trophy stretch where we're at right now. So you have roughly 2.3 miles of this section of river that runs down to Lake Francis. Took a water temperature, so the water temperature is 38 degrees, roughly. So that's really, really cold. You know, when it gets that cold, the fish just aren't as active, the bugs aren't as active. So the fish are gonna sit down there, and they're still gonna, you know, be fish, but they're just not, like, their metabolism's gonna be a lot slower, so they're just not gonna have to feed as often, et cetera, et cetera. It's gonna make you work harder for it.
Water temperatures in the low to mid 50s would be ideal, Bernhardt says. But such warmth is still a few weeks away.
So all I'm doing here is I'm just taking the barb off the hook. I'm just smashing down the barb. What we do is just catch and release, so it's just easier to take the fish off the hook if it doesn't have that little barb on.
Paul Starring fishes in knee-deep water, flicking his line up river and watching the orange bobber, or indicator, as he calls it, float back down on the hard-moving current.
Sometimes you'll watch that little indicator and it'll bump, bump, bump. Okay, so sometimes it's a rock. You know, you hear a lot of people, oh, it's just a rock. You know, it could have been a fish doing a really quick little nip on it.
After 30 minutes without a nip, Bernhardt suggests we hike through the woods and try a different spot further down.
This spot in particular is what they call judges and juries. So this is the judges box there, and that's the jury box down there.
Bernhardt points out the two descending watery plateaus, the upper spilling over rocks into the lower.
A long time ago, a judge used to fish here, and that's why they named it that way.
The Starring begins to cast. Bernhardt finds a knoll above the river and stares down into a patch of calmer water.
A lot of times, you know, if the light's right, which is not too bad now, you can see fish in here. So, you know, you watch the water long enough and eventually a clear pane will go across a window and you'll be able to kind of look right down there and see. But I haven't seen anything yet.
Bernhardt strides into the current and presses his face nearly into the water. He glides a black stone from the river bottom and spins it over.
Really small mayfly nymph right there, right off my fingertip. So see, there's some caddis larva. So a lot of times people will talk about, you know, matching the hatch, so to speak. You know, so you flip over some rocks and you'll be like, oh, there's a bunch of stoneflies here. Or there's a bunch of mayflies and caddises. And so now you know, it's like, if I was a trout, what am I going to be feeding on? You know, mayflies, you know, and caddises and stoneflies.
Matching the hatch, then, is fishing with flies or nymphs, the bugs you find active in the water.
You tick bottom at all in there?
I haven't seen anything though either. No flashes or anything.
After fishing for nearly 2 hours in the high fishless tradition of the best sorts of guides, Bernhardt and Starring agree we should call it a day.
You know, first of all, look where you are. You know, you're out in a beautiful location. I mean, this is pretty gorgeous. You know, I don't need to be catching fish every 5 seconds.
But as we drive away from the river, Bernhardt says, in just a few short days, both he and Starring will be leading small groups of anglers who hope to do just that.
Right now, I only have one day off in the month of June. So pretty much after, I think, next Wednesday, I'll be right out for a while.
And what's a fishing guide to do on his one day off in 30?
Chances are, if I had a free day off, I'm going fishing anyways. So it's like...
Bernhardt won't be fishing like a guide on that lone day in June, he says. And he spreads his hands wide to show me the massive size of the future fish he's bound to catch. For NHPR News, I'm Sean Hurley.